Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad, then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my glamorous gigglers?
That one was chic.
She's so chic. She's so glamorous. I have to tell you, every giggler I meet is like a gorgeous engineer, a gorgeous lawyer.
They are really smart.
President of the United States.
Like, what are you doing listening to us?
Stop it. They're so much more successful than us.
So much more. I'm like, you're a doctor. Why are you asking me?
Yeah, some girl was like, when I'm doing brain surgery, I like to listen to Giggly in the background, and I'm like, I'm worried for our nation as a whole.
Wait, the gigglers were trolling Craig on Instagram the other day, and I don't think he even knew that they were doing it, and it was everything. Everything. He was like reposting them.
And it
was obvious. They were like, he was like doing like a ask me anything. And someone wrote in and was like, what country do you eat bread in? And he answered it. He was like, France and Italy. And I was like, oh my God, I love when we troll people.
I mean, Craig needs to enjoy a pita from the Mediterranean. But I just have to address this. Are we okay with Craig's like Comic Sans?
No, we're not. I mean, I'm not.
Is it like the socks and sandals? Is it okay? Like, do we let him continue this?
It's just like the reflection that he's putting out into the world is really hurting my brand that I've worked so hard to
curate.
Yeah. And so it's definitely like on my notes app of like things I dislike about him for sure. But I don't think he knows that he can, like, change the font.
That's the thing. Is it just stuck in Comic Sans?
I think it's stuck there.
But what's worse, being so dumb you don't know the text or you're consciously choosing a Comic Sans font?
The latter, for sure.
And if people don't remember, Paige once said that I'm Comic Sans font in human form. So, like, it's bad. It's really bad out here. But oh my God, he's so fucking funny. Like, he makes me laugh so hard.
You're Helvetica.
Okay, yeah, I will take that. I will take that.
You're Helvetica, and we all know it.
And you're like Times New Roman.
I'm just Times New Roman for sure.
Yeah. I have a kind of weird update announcement. Okay. So not all men are trash.
Says who?
Something happened to me, and it made me like rethink about all men. And it's a very embarrassing story.
I could not be more ready.
And tell me if I'm right. Okay. So I'm doing this like aesthetic right now called like 90s pregnant mom, but I'm not pregnant. Like, you know those right. like cute floral smocks they would wear?
Yeah.
With
yep.
like the high socks and like New Balance sneakers. That's my vibe. Okay. That's what we're doing. So obviously I like have IBS, so I like shat myself before going out, as one does. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the bathroom, and then I walked outside, and it's like 95 degrees, like I'm dying. And some guy starts going, "Ma'am, ma'am," and I'm like, you know, you decide, like, do
yeah,
I want to respond?
Yes.
This could ruin my day if I respond
yes.
to this. But for some reason, something in his voice, I was like, I should turn around. I turned around, and he just kind of made a motion at my dress. And the back of my dress was stuffed into my
stuck
underwear.
Stuck in your underwear. No! No, Hannah Lucy. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. Like, no, no, no. On Grand Street. Do you know how many people are on Grand Street? Like, hundreds. I was wearing granny panties. My black.
Obviously. I mean, you didn't even have to say that for
my
us.
Black,
like, we knew.
My black. So it was stuck in my underwear. I immediately pull it out, and I turn, I say thank you. And you know your adrenaline's going because, like, something so embarrassing just happened to you. But the first thing I thought of is, like, not all men are trash. Like, he could have been,
yeah.
like, shitty, gross.
I mean, how many people do you think didn't tell you that saw?
Yeah. I mean, like, what would you do?
Oh, I would immediately run up to the girl behind, like yeah. run up behind her and be like, yeah. oh my God, your dress is stuck in your underwear. But here's the other thing. I look at the ground at yes. all times when I'm walking in New York City. I could get hit by a bus yeah. at any moment.
Yeah, you're like, I'm on Instagram. I'm TikToking. But this guy was so sweet to do that. And he was just this like, I don't know, like middle-aged, like tough New York guy who was like, ma'am. Like, he was just
I hilarious. Feel like on our next merch, we need to have like a drawing of you with like a dress stuck in underwear.
Oh my God, like the copper tone.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. That's exactly what I'm picturing it up.
And then I just laughed because I'm like, this is so me. Like, I would do this.
So you.
But then the next day, I went to West Hampton. And I'm looking cute in my bikini, holding a volleyball, walking down the street. And this, like, big truck full of young boys.
Do you ever get more insecure than when, like, a car full of high school guys drives by you or, like, walks by you? I immediately get so insecure. I don't know why.
I'm so scared of teenagers.
I'm so scared of them.
I'm so scared of them. They are just feral. Truly feral.
They really are. Like, have they had their appropriate shots?
Like, has your mom... Like, so these guys stop, and Dez is with me. And mind you, Dez is 6'3". Like, Dez is a big man.
Yeah.
These boys stop the truck and turn and go, pass me the volleyball, girl, and keep driving. And Dez and I are shocked because I've never, ever had dudes
catcall you with a guy.
I thought Dez was going to chase down their car.
You know jail guy that I dated?
Yes.
He actually went to jail because he punched a guy who complimented me. So, full circle.
He goes, I compliment her matching set from Zara. I compliment it. It's not from Shein. It's from Zara, you fucking idiot. Yeah, I know she can't fit anything in her purse. It's for the aesthetic, you asshole. Wait, that is so funny. Dez was like, you know, being upset, but like in a hot way. And then mm-hmm. I was like, wait, so I'm still like in with the Gen Zs, I guess. Like when a Gen Z girl knows who I am from anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I love all of my millennials. I'm a millennial. I love my mom glares. I love the grandma glares. But when a Gen Z girl says she likes something, my head is so fucking big.
Okay, I had the literal opposite thing happen to me. I went to this like went to this like influencer fucking like fashion lunch, and I never go to those things.
I don't
this,
feel bad. You did that to yourself. You knew what was
gonna
happen.
I know. I was trying to put myself out of like my comfort zone and like leave my apartment once every 10 years. And so I go and like I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is why I don't fucking come to these things. There's this one like TikTok girl and she's like full Gen Z. I mean, she's right out of the womb, mm-hmm. Gen Z. Mm-hmm. And I went up to her because, like, if I'm a fan of you, I have to tell you.
You're
like,
good
it's
at
just,
that.
It's just like in my nature.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I just have to tell you. Like, now we're sitting at the same table. So obviously we're all influencers there. And I go, oh my God, I have to tell you. Like, I love you. I've been watching your TikToks for like years now. And she looked at me. She was very sweet, but she goes, what's your name again? And I was just like, I've never felt older, more disgusting, less of an influencer in my life. I was just like, it's not really important, honestly.
You know, I'll never come up on your algorithm, so don't worry about it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
You keep doing you and like thriving, and I'll be in the corner. Thank you so much.
I went to an influencer dinner once, or like brunch, whatever, and what they did was, it was a joke. They were like, who's the most famous person who follows you?
Yeah.
And everyone went around and said it. And, like, obviously I was upset because Amy Schumer used to follow me, but she unfollowed me because in my head she probably was like, I think she's annoying. But I did say the celebrity who DM'd me. I checked my Instagram this week. Mm-hmm. Amy Schumer refollowed me.
Do you think she was, like, secretly at this dinner? Or that someone told her?
No.
I'm going to tell you something. Vanessa Bayer and Amy Schumer, very good friends, huge fans.
I don't know. She came back. She understands.
Hannah, they always do. They always come back.
But you guys, don't message her. I don't want it to be a big thing. I don't
yeah,
want her
guys,
to think
don't embarrass
don't,
us.
Don't embarrass us. But like, she's, I don't care.
That's huge. Amy Schumer follows you. I'm trying to think who mine is. I think mine is either Jamie Lynn Sigler or Leah Michele.
I am so happy you brought up Leah Michele because I have tea about Leah Michele.
Okay, well, let's just note that she's my friend and my follower, so please don't disgrace her on the Giggly Squad pod.
I would never. I would never. Because that, I don't know her.
Also, I kind of love that there's a rumor going around about her that she can't read.
So I met someone who's very good friends with her.
What did they say? Can she read?
I first said, can she read? And they laughed and they said, yes, she can read. But it's so funny because she's...
I would love that rumor about us. I feel like that's more plausible. If someone was like, Paige can't read, everyone would be like, yeah, obviously.
It's funny because people say that I don't shower, which is funny because I shower every day. I'm just very oily and I'm Italian.
It's funny because I don't. Leave it. So I actually did today, but...
So I said, Leah Michele has this horrible, and I hate saying out loud, but, like, reputation on the internet because, you know, she's gone through some stuff and some people came out blatantly being like, she's a bitch. And if enough mm-hmm. people say that, she didn't go full Ellen DeGeneres, but people were like, when I worked with her on Glee, she was a bitch. So I looked at this person and I said, is she hard to work with? And he said, she is so sweet. And that he's talked to her about it. And she was like, you have to think of the context of the situation. Like, my boyfriend had just died. Yeah. And every time I walked on that set,
yeah,
I was so upset. And I didn't want to be there. And I took it out on other people. And I was a bitch. But, like, I was going through some fucked up shit. And I've done a lot of work on myself. I've had a baby. And he was like, she's now got Funny Girl. And, like, mm-hmm. maybe she'll do a new, like, PR thing, but, like...
I get what she's saying. Maybe that's why she calls me. I get it. Like, I felt that. I was like, I can't be in this house. They're also probably so jealous
yes.
of her.
Yes.
I mean, imagine being just, like, a triple threat and just, like, crushing every project you do.
But also, what sucks about the world is there's so many people. I feel like the people who have the best reputations are normally, like,
the worst
deep down. Like, the amount of divas, like, who are mean to production and all that shit, and it never comes out, and everyone's like, they're the best. Like, just don't believe everything you read.
I mean, it's also, I mean, look how long it took for all the Ellen DeGeneres stuff to come out. She would end her show with saying, be kind. What a fucking bitch.
Do you have to say? And from that, we have to learn, like, with dudes, any dude that says, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, they're lying.
Is not a nice guy.
Straight up
or
lying.
Or says, like, I'm a good person. If someone tells you they're a good person, they're fucking Satan.
If someone has to tell you, this is our mental health moment. If someone has to tell you what they are, they're automatically not that. Like, have you ever gone around to anyone and been like, I'm a good friend. I'm loyal and I'm a good friend. Like, no.
Like, no. It wasn't until shooting reality TV that people were like, what's a good friend and what's a bad friend? Are you a good friend? And I'm like, whoa.
That, like,
this isn't MySpace top 8.
Literally.
Everyone calm down.
Like, we're not in Dorothy and like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? Like, shut the fuck up.
Also, have you heard of this whole like Gen Z's nowadays don't play beer pong, they do water pong and then drink the beer? Like, what has this world come to?
So in college, they're like, it's the same cup.
They basically think it's gross to drink from the same cup that the ball, you know, goes in, the ball falls on the floor. And is it gross? Yes.
I mean, it totally is gross, but that's what builds your tolerance up.
Yes.
For like STDs in college. If you don't drink the pong water, you're going to get every STD. This is preventative.
If you don't drink that pong beer, like, you're a loser. Like, this is how you can take on the adversity of the world, by the adversity of whatever living organisms are in that beer.
Correct.
And this is coming from, like, Paige is a former and current nationally ranked beer pong champion.
Yes. An Olympic athlete, Olympic athlete, if you will.
I've also been on, you guys, we're hitting so many subjects today. Are you familiar with Hermes TikTok?
No, wait.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
Hannah put on our shared note, Hermes, ? And I just, like, in my head, I was like, is she asked, like, what could she possibly be asking? Like, have I heard of it? Does she know what it is? Hermes TikTok? Are you talking about the voice that you did with the guy that
Oh, no, not like, that. But just the concept overall of, like,
what Hermes is. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole TikTok of, like, they basically are like a toxic ex when it comes to giving you your Birkin. Like, you don't.
You can't just
buy a Birkin. You have to, like, it's a whole game. It's like trying to become, it's like Charlotte trying to become Jewish in Sex and the City.
You have to be
like,
established. Yes. You have to be an established Hermes customer to walk in and like buy a Birkin, and you have to be like somewhat vetted. So when I was in my early 20s, my mom bought me an Hermes belt that I like wanted for so long, and she ended up getting me like a credit card that was attached to hers so that I could buy it with my credit card so that it said that I bought it. So that when I went to make more Hermes purchases, I would eventually become an established Hermes customer.
This is giving
cult
vibes.
Have I bought anything from Hermes? It's giving cult
vibes. It's giving Costco, like fancy Costco vibes. You know how to shop at Costco, you need like a membership card.
I would love to see you walk into an Hermes and be like, this is just a fancy,
Costco.
Yeah, I have a card.
Okay, so their whole thing is they don't want any Joe Schmo with money buying it. Mm-hmm. So they basically just want like pretty people. Like, I don't know.
That's why like half the Birkins that you see on Instagram are most likely fake.
Yes. Yes. I'm just so confused.
Like, random
by
people
this.
Aren't just having fucking Birkins. Yeah.
Also, Birkins cost like $30,000.
Yeah, it's like $10,000 to $30,000. There are some that are like $200,000.
And they're worth that because of the name. Like, that's where I have trouble.
Yeah.
That's where I go on dhgate.com. And for those that don't know, I just dropped Where to Get a Frada. I'm telling you guys, it's legit.
I know exactly what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I don't understand though the Hermes thing. Like, there's this one girl who's talking about how she went on this journey for it. And people, they, like, reject you. They treat you like shit. And it makes you want the Birkin more.
Yeah. It's like a toxic guy. If he doesn't like you, you're like, well, now I'm obsessed with you. That's basically what Hermes does.
And I can't.
They kind of nailed it, though.
I guess their sales structure works. Like, imagine you're trying to sell something and you're just saying no to everyone.
It's like any club. Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's like an exclusive club. You walk in there and there's no one in there. And you're like, wait, why do they make the line outside so long? Because it makes people want to come more because they're like, no one can get in.
But you know what I feel? I feel like majority of all the money they're making is from just like a couple billionaires. So they might as well just like lean into it.
Right.
They say like you make 80% of your money from like 15% of your customers or something.
It's also French, and the French are just so rude. They are. They are.
I just didn't know about this like game you had to play about it.
Yeah. It's a long way away from your Frada. We have years to go. We have a lot of work to do.
Would you buy a Birkin, like a real Birkin one day if you could?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to be in the club. Because I suffer from insecurity.
But if you're saying, if you're sitting there with your real Birkin and I went on dhgate.com and got my Birkin, could people tell the difference?
Probably not if it's sitting there, but like people would tell the difference from human to human.
They go, did she come out from a sewer?
I said to Sierra the other day something that I thought was a really big compliment, and she goes, that is such a fucking insult. And she's like, you are literally the only person that can insult me. And I don't get mad because you genuinely like aren't saying it in a mean way. And I was like, I feel like I do that to Hannah all the time. And she's like, you do. I've literally heard you do it. And I'm like, but I love her. And she's like, I know, that's why we don't get mad.
You're just like, ew. And I'm like, hi to you too.
I said the other day, she was like, why aren't you getting a cat? And I was like, I don't want to look like I own a cat. And she goes, that's so fucking mean. And I was like, but you get what I'm saying.
But okay, so I know you so well that I've purposely been sending you purely aesthetic,
yeah, you have,
cat videos, yeah, with like the coolest fashion girlies with a white cat. Like, and I'm like,
I know, I do want,
oh my
I
God,
know.
It's a whole process.
It's a whole thing. The whole thing.
Do you watch the TikTok videos I send you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
Do you watch mine? Here's the thing. I'm a giver. Okay, so that's a no.
No, but you send really good ones. I just don't go into the messages a lot.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. Why is TikTok messages so vastly different from any other social media messages? Like, I see all the videos you send me. I watch all the videos you send me. I even laugh aloud at them. I'm not commenting in it and being like, hey, that was a good one. Like,
I would be like, okay, calm down. It wasn't that funny.
Sierra sometimes will be like, ha, 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 so us. And I'm like, stop messaging me on TikTok.
You know how if like someone DMs you on Instagram and you don't respond, that's like fucked up.
Yeah.
Like you're like, where if someone messages me on Instagram, on TikTok, I'm like, you're not getting a response.
No. Like, I have no problem leaving people seen on TikTok. I'm just like, this is not the vibe.
Oh, but like, Paige, it's becoming a problem. People don't even say hi, Hannah, anymore. They just go, tell Paige, and they tell me all their shit.
No,
they go, ask Paige what I should wear this weekend going to the Hamptons. And I'm like, okay, we just need a better messaging system.
We need our own social media platform. Wait, have you heard of that new social media platform called Be Real?
No. Oh God, what do I have to start posting now?
Okay, so I haven't downloaded it yet, but it sounds like it could be so much fun. It's basically like, okay, you have a profile, you like become friends with all of your friends, and then you get a prompt and it's like, send a picture right now. And it's like what you're actually doing, what you actually look like. Like, you do it in real time, and it's called Be Real.
Why would you do it?
Oh, it's to basically like post a picture of yourself, and it's not edited, not filtered. Like, so if I got the alert right now, I'd have to like take a picture and be like, hey, you know. So it's like, be real. This is what I really look like right now.
Just within your friend group?
I don't know how that works. I think you could be, no, you can be friends with like famous people. Yeah.
Okay, so we're trying now. Okay.
I feel like I thought you were going to like that one.
I don't see the fun in it.
Yeah. I get it.
It seems like.
Do you know that like an aesthetic grid is like supposedly like out of style? It's all about
that's,
like your ugliest.
That's what I'm saying.
Your ugliest picture in your carousel should like be first, and like the one that's like blurry should like be second.
You guys, if you wait long enough, you become in style. That is what we learned. Just don't do anything.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Thing, don't change. But I do actually have a controversial statement about plastic surgery.
Oh god. How did we even get here every time? What is
No. I'm learning and I'm growing. So I went to Spring Street Dermatology. You recommended it to me.
Yep.
To get my laser. Vagina and my labia and my butthole burnt.
Yeah.
A lasered. A lot of people message me, you guys, I can't do waxing. It is so painful. It takes 40 minutes. I sweat.
You sweat too much. You get too many. You would get too many ingrown hair. Yeah.
I bleed. Yeah. Laser takes like 5 minutes. And honestly, I low-key kind of like the feeling of just like zapping that pore. But
you feel like it's like working. Yeah, that's, yeah. We'll work on that.
Yeah, that's my own shit. But this girl who was doing it is like a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
She was amazing. And she was gorgeous.
Was she blonde? And
blonde.
Yep. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
And I basically looked at her and I said, can I ask you if you've had any work done? Because she looks like very normal. And she looks like my age. And she was like, I've tried everything. And I said, you know what? I said, let's have a talk. Because I've never actually been in a plastic surgery type
place.
Environment. So, like, I'm speaking from my own, like, hole in the wall with my cat. Like, don't put needles in your face. And she's like, look, I don't agree with the preventative Botox. She's like, girls who are 21 are coming in. And it's like, it's the collagen that, like, ruins your, like, your face. Whatever. It's whatever. But she said, you know, baby Botox, she recommends. She likes baby Botox. People do a lot of, like, the heating and cooling thing for fats in different places.
Yeah, I've tried that.
People do that a lot. And then she was saying, like, she's done fillers. And she just was speaking in a very, like, relatable way. But she was like, you can't. There's so many people that go too far.
Yep.
And
well, because it gets addicting.
It gets addicting. And she was like, it's about doing just a little bit. And she, but also for me, like, it unlocks, like, insecurities I didn't have.
Yeah.
You know, like yep. she was like, oh, everyone's doing like under the chin. And like I see yes. myself in videos like when I laugh, I go like, and I have 17 chins. And she's like, yeah, like you can just get rid of that. And then I'm walking around like noticing it when I'm 30 years. I've never been insecure.
Yeah.
I've never been insecure about my jawline. I mean, yep. I know I don't have the jawline to pull off a haircut like yours, but like I don't have to. I'm keeping my hair long. But I was like, do I have jowls? Like, I asked Dez, I was like, do I? Have yeah. you been lying to me this yeah, whole time that I have like a fucking yep. like turkey goggle on yep. the bottom of my chin? It unleashes insecurities that I don't want girlies to have.
Yeah.
But I also want to take back, like, I don't want to shame anyone for plastic surgery.
Right.
Like, I really think that I was just very new to it and it scared me. But I think like if you're doing little things, especially like to make yourself look kind of what you look like 5 years ago or like, but it's also, I decided, I was like, do I need lipo in my, I don't want it.
I know. I already know that the first time I get a needle in my face and I look somewhat prettier, I am going to be addicted because did you ever get eyelash extensions?
No, but you were.
Oh, man. But I used to be so addicted to it to the point that yeah. like when I didn't have them, I would not leave the house, and I didn't stop getting them on my own accord. It was only because the pandemic hit.
Quarantine.
And so then I couldn't yeah. get them anymore. And I was like, this is awful. I hate it. Now you could not pay me to go get eyelash extensions.
But you did look beautiful with them, but you also look beautiful without them.
I just looked fake with them.
I just thought that sometimes when one of them was like hanging weird, I like couldn't focus. I was just like, I like.
You would tell me in conversation. You'd be like, please pick it, or I'm gonna. Like, I just show up fucking face.
But it reminds me, like even now, I have to say I've been in this weird like shopping spree
where
I'm like, because of TikTok, they're telling me all these things to buy, and I'm like loving buying shit, and I'm realizing like you get this high, but it's just capitalism telling you like you're gonna be happier. I had a full mental breakdown because I accidentally threw out an Amazon package of this $12 dress that then was sold out, and I convinced myself if I don't have this $12 dress, I'm not gonna be the woman yeah. I want to be. Does that ever happen to you? You're like, if I don't get this?
All the time. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be like, I never bought what was in my cart. What if it like is sold yeah. out and I don't get it yeah. and I have to do it right now?
I don't want that to happen again. Like, I don't want to feel connected to materialistic things like that.
It's so weird. I did that the other night. Some girl was wearing this Zara skirt and I was like, how the fuck did I not see this on Zara? And then it was obviously nowhere to be found on the goddamn Zara app. So I scoured the internet, found yeah. some girl in like Washington who had it on her Poshmark yes. and I bought it.
So much of this is mental. Like, for example, I've literally never wanted chin lipo. And then suddenly I'm like, how did no one tell me I should get chin lipo? Like,
you don't
who are my
chin
friends?
Lipo. It's also like, no, you're pushing your head back. Oh my God. Speaking of pushing your head back, I'm going to say the most 30-year-old thing ever. I have a new chiropractor. Life-changing. Motherfucking life-changing. Change.
Tell me everything, because you were very excited about this.
No, I literally voice noted Hannah immediately upon leaving his fucking office. So my mom has told me for years, Paige, you have such bad posture, hold your shoulders back, oh my God. And I was like, how did I get like this? So I never really cared until I started going on reality TV and like seeing myself, and then also people mm-hmm. telling me that I was disgusting. So then I started noticing. But most recently, I've been getting like the worst pain in like the tops of my shoulders and like my neck, and I just like, I can't sleep, whatever. So I'm like looking on the internet, I find this doctor that has like all these reviews and whatever, and so I'm like, whatever, I'm just gonna try, I'm gonna go.
That's hit or miss.
It's so like hit or miss, but I was just like, let's yeah. just like see what happens.
Let's just see if he snaps my neck and breaks it.
So I go to this doctor and he's like, okay, well, first I'm going to take, you're going to stand normal. I'm going to take all these pictures. Then I'm going to take an x-ray of your spine and actually see like what's going on. He takes an x-ray of your spine. There's a red line and a green line. The red line is a normal spine. The green line is your spine. I'm a literal troll. I am literally should be under a fucking bridge. He was like, look, it's bad. It's not great, but I can fix this.
You're the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Literally. He's like, I can fix this. No problem. You're going to be here, though, for a year. And I was like, I don't care. Take all of my money. It's only the first appointment's 45 minutes. It's only 30 minutes. You go to three different stations. The first station, normal, you lay on your stomach, he cracks your back. I almost wanted to have sex with this man from the way that
they manhandle you.
Oh my God. He cracked my back. It was like instant relief. And I've gone to other chiropractors before that have just been like, you know, you're born like this, like whatever, which partly you are, like the way your spine is like how you were born. But the way he explained it was like, he was like, it's not that you're just like, you know, not holding your shoulders back. He was like, your knees are not aligned with your ankles, which makes your pelvis not aligned, which is now fucking up your neck and your back. So it's not like you are doing anything.
I just envisioned you every night watching Netflix with the laptop on your chest.
That's and how I am. Just like that's completely literally what I look like every single fucking night.
You're like, why is my back hurt?
Yeah,
I don't
what's
know.
What's going on?
I did like run really fast in third grade.
No, because I would wake up in the morning and be like, I hurt myself sleeping. Like, what is going on? Yeah. So then the second station is you stand on this platform that vibrates and you just like hold your neck back for 30 seconds. Great. Then the third station is you go and you lay on this bed for like 12 minutes and he puts like different things under your back and you just like lay with your neck back. I've only gone twice. I'm already standing different and my sleep, phenomenal. So I signed up for a 3-month, like I got 36 sessions. He's kind of expensive, but I was like, it's basically like going to a really good doctor. This is like my health. Then he said, do you have stomach problems? I said, do you have the time, sir? And he goes, it's because your back is pushing on your stomach. And it's making you probably more bloated than you would be because it's trying to get relief. So it's like expanding your stomach. And I was like, so I'm not fat? I kept making all these jokes and he wasn't laughing at any of them. Like he brought out the x-ray and he was like, it's really bad. And I was like, I like to be the best at everything. And he like didn't laugh. Oh my but God. The number one craziest thing was your head is 9 pounds and my head is so pushed forward that my body actually it feels like my head is 35 pounds. I go, I am small. I can't carry around 35 pounds. He goes, I know.
And he's like, and that is not possible because your brain is tiny. We saw it in the x-ray. It is like a squirrel brain.
His name is Dr. Kang. K-A-N-G. This is not sponsored. I had to pay the full fucking amount.
No, but I swear by chiropractors right before my first season of Summer House, somehow my lower back went and they were like, oh, we want you to play tennis the first week. And I really thought like the first time you see me play tennis, my lower back was killing me. And my dad even was like, what was that stroke? But he fixed my lower back. As I know a lot of people just say like chiropractors are like witchcraft. I just think it's because there's different skill levels of chiropractors.
Dude,
out there.
There are some chiropractors. My brother went to one a couple years ago and he ended up being like bedridden for like six fucking months. Like they can really fuck you up. Like
also there was a time when we did Groupon for everything.
I never
like it was sketchy.
Yeah, what was that? That was like an era.
Everyone did Groupon for laser. We all paid like $10 for laser and then wondered why the hair grew back.
I can actively and genuinely say I never did Groupon for anything. I was too afraid.
Saving money.
You love it.
No, you're smart. Also, did you know that Uber's doing carpooling again?
I didn't know they stopped.
You go, I don't even click past XL.
I literally don't. I don't, Hannah. If
Paige,
you
why
ever,
do you need an XL?
If
you, why
I need
do
leg
need
room,
XL?
I need leg room. I have very long limbs. You,
you
know
do
this.
Not need
you
leg
know
room.
That I have
you,
very long
you
limbs.
You have the legs of a 5'7" human or 5'8" maybe, and I'm 5'7". What? It's
Hannah,
not for your
I'm
tiny
telling
little bags.
You this right now. If you ever put me in a fucking Uber pool, I will not speak to you for at least a week.
No, but I'm sorry. How the fuck are Uber pools like? That's unsafe.
It's It's just,
and it's not that much cheaper. It's like a dollar cheaper. I'm like, this also, is a joke.
Like, I rather they're pay $500 every time I take an Uber than have an awkward moment ever. Like, actively putting myself in an awkward moment, yeah. I'm so mad at myself.
It's awkward enough with the Uber driver.
Right?
Plus, like, you have couples fighting. It also gives that weird, like, airport mentality where, like, if the guy's kind of your age, you're like, okay.
Do I have to fuck this guy?
Is this a rom-com? Yeah, like, do I have to give him a fucking hand job? Like, what is going on here?
What do you get? And you're just like, what's the protocol here? Are we making out?
Yeah, there's no protocol. But also then you're like, is it rude if I don't even acknowledge them?
Yeah, like,
if
do
I
you do talk?
Acknowledge
do you
them?
Say hi? No.
Also, what if I get in and someone's like, oh, my God, are you Hannah from... Summer Alice.
You're like, no, I'm Hannah from TikTok. Follow my lipo neck journey.
Speaking of my identity transformation,
yeah,
I'm going to Montreal next week.
With the French.
And it's funny. It's a very like comedy niche thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
But I'll try to explain it to the gigglers. Mm-hmm. There's this thing called JFL New Faces. It's called Just for Laughs New Faces.
Okay.
And it's this like big comedy industry thing, but I'll explain. It's kind of like American Idol.
Okay.
For comics. So like the last 6 months, I had these like 2 6-minute auditions.
Oh my God.
And like
in New York.
In New York.
6 minutes is a long time, right?
No, it's so quick.
Okay.
No. Cause no. So basically I'm going around like doing like 15 minutes, 10, 15
Got
minutes
it.
Is like
okay.
the shortest. But then like I'm doing an hour on the road and then you have to get 6 minutes down.
Okay.
So it's like, it's maybe like 6 or 7 jokes or bits. So they're going around Chicago, Texas, LA, New York, maybe somewhere else auditioning comics.
Shut the fuck up, Hannah. How many people audition? Like hundreds? Like
hundreds.
No!
So I got past the first round and I was like, okay, this is cool. Second one, I was like so not nervous, but the second I went on stage, the nerves like all hit me and I was like, what is my name? But then I calmed down immediately and I did good. And then, okay, so Amy Schumer, mm-hmm. Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, they're all people that have been picked as like the new faces of comedy. It's basically like they launch. It's industry people telling other industry people,
like, hey,
look out for these people. Yeah, like,
shut the fuck up, Hannah.
Taylor Tomlinson got it 2 years ago. Like, it's like it's a big deal. And my thing is, like, I just got had a traumatic incident, you know, with the reality TV world,
right?
Where I was like, I felt kind of rejected from this like
fuck 'em
industry in a way, mm-hmm. and then to have like the comedy community, because they didn't have to choose me. Like, there's so many comics, so to have them choose me to be a new face is like very exciting.
This is beyond exciting. So now you go to Montreal and it's all the like finalists.
They picked like 15 to 20 new faces in comedy.
I think you're definitely going to be on SNL one day.
No. Well, I mean, we're working on Vanessa Bayer. We're working on her. It's a long
I can't wait to like go, you know, sit in that road. Audience.
I love how you're like, what am I going
to
wear?
No, literally. I was like, what does one wear to sit in an SNL audience? Because I want to go to that after party. When is it? What's the date?
Oh, my God. So it's this Wednesday and this Thursday I perform.
Holy shit. Yeah, well, we're manifesting. Also, like, you can't like sweat.
Yeah, that's okay. That's where I want to announce. I think I'm going to get Botox in my armpits.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought I'm the first to get Botox in this friendship?
Right? Oh, my God. Can I go with you?
I think we'll have to vlog it.
I think we have to vlog it.
We have to vlog it.
No, we have to. I wonder if it hurts as much because your underarms are very sensitive.
It's going to be a journey, but I think it's my fear is that if it's not going to come, if the sweat's not going to come out of my armpits, where's it going to come out of? Because if it starts sweating from my neck, from my goggle, we're going to have a problem. My goggle.
No, like it definitely comes out other places.
And I don't love that because I'm scared where it's going to be.
Or it just like forehead? Stays inside of you.
No, it's all going to be my upper lip. Just like tons of little droplets.
No.
I have
no,
a sweat
no,
mustache
no, no, no,
at
no,
all
no.
times.
Remember the one time you were just sweating from your belly button? I'll never forget it. Like, what is going on here?
Oh, my God. Speaking of comedians, we have to take a sad turn.
Oh my gosh. Chelsea Handler, Joe Coy, kaput. That was quick.
Where were you? How did you feel? Give me the tea.
Well, I saw people posting and they were like, they haven't posted together in a while. Like, they're definitely broken up. And I was like, I hate like when people think, oh, because they haven't shared.
Yeah, you're like, that's Hannah and Dez.
I'm like, that's so stupid. Like, whatever. And then I was on TikTok and I saw that she was on like a podcast and she started crying.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, this is such a different side of Chelsea Handler. She was also like, I opened my heart in a way that I never knew was possible to be opened.
And he loved me in a way I never knew that I could be loved.
So what the fuck happened?
I was about to say, do you think he ended it or she ended it?
I think he ended it.
Yeah.
Because okay. Because the emotional response from her was very, I just got broken up with. I'm also very surprised she is speaking about it as quickly as she is. Yeah. It's everything that I know Chelsea Handler to be and act like is the complete opposite right now.
But part of me is like, wait, maybe she's crying because she broke up with him and it like didn't feel right, but she loved how much he loved her. Like he was too much of a nice guy.
Right. Like, I don't know. I mean, you'll never really know the ins and outs because like the public statement that people give is... It's just that.
Like, we love each other.
Yeah, it's just very politically correct at all times.
They literally have a restraining order and they're like, we love each other to bits. Please respect our privacy. And
we're still best friends and we wish each other the best. And I just want to let you know, if I break up with Craig, I want you to know that first Giggly Squad episode is going to be me just shit talking the whole time. Like, you will not see a statement from me that's like, I wish him the best. I'm gonna be like, I hope he plays in traffic. Just like forewarning.
I do though think they put themselves out there so much as a couple. Like,
they really did, but it seemed like they like they were having so much fun.
Okay, but what did I say about the couples that post paragraphs?
No,
they
I
were
know.
Paragraph they, posters.
Yeah, they were paragraph
they
posters.
They were paragraph posters. And then I
wow, did we just come up with a new term? You're a paragraph poster.
You're
okay.
Paragraph posting. Stop. It's just, what makes you think you need another sentence? Why do you keep adding more sentences? What are you lacking?
Who are you trying to convince, us or yourself, bitch?
Maybe he didn't like a public relationship like that.
Yeah, like, because they're both, I mean,
private.
Yeah, generally very private. Like, I don't know who he's ever dated before. I feel like we only know that she really dated 50 Cent because she would say it on Chelsea Lately. But like, other than that, I don't know who she's dated in between. She's obviously been like sleeping with people in the past 15 years.
She dated like the head of E apparently. And she got some hate because they were like, oh, she got the show because she's with the head of E. But her show was like the best fucking show
her
on
show
E.
Was
so
by far the best show that's
shut
ever
the
been
fuck
on
up.
E.
Everyone, please bring it back. Her just shitting on celebrities. Oh my God. It was
she
so
went
funny.
To Netflix too soon.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah. Just like such a dry sense of humor that I don't think, like, I think it obviously hit on E, but I don't think it hit enough. And that's why like it ended up ending. Like some people don't have a sense of humor. Some people just aren't funny.
But did you see their breakup post was a post that they were going to say happy 1 year? Like, it was supposed to be a one-year celebratory post that they had filmed. Or, it was already... it was just... Awkward. And then she was like, this is what we were going to post for our 1 year.
That is what makes me think he broke up with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was, too much. But also, it sounds like it was a great growth for her. But I want to do a funny video about, people commenting on celebrity breakups, like, I can't believe in love again. And you're like, Jennifer,
you're like, you don't know them.
You don't, like, they did not like when Channing Tatum broke up, like, oh,
Jenna
God.
Dewan.
Like,
I was actually very upset for that breakup.
We don't, if you knew the reality, who knows, maybe
can I just tell you,
a toxic relationship
in my Front Page News era, I broke the story of Jenna Dewan breaking up with Channing Tatum. Yeah, and nobody ever gives me credit. I had a friend who worked in PR and was doing her clothing line. She was coming out with like a I think for like dancing, like clothing line, and on the labels it said Jenna Dewan. And my friend texted me and was like, she's about to announce that they're getting a divorce because this is 6 months ago that she did like these labels or whatever. And I said it on Front Page News, and literally like the day after they announced it.
Yeah. But think about like couples when you're with your friends being like, oh, they're a cute couple. If you, or, oh, they're not a good couple. But if you only saw photos of them happy together, you'd easily think they're a good couple. Like, how many couples right. do you see online with happy photos and you know what their like actual day-to-day
and
is
you
like.
Know they're just like not fucking
it, yeah, or that like they're planning each other's murder.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you just see people smiling, it always makes it look like it was the greatest time that you've never had.
That's why I don't trust people that don't troll their significant other on the internet.
When someone writes a comment to their significant other that's sweet
and
like,
genuine,
I'm like, keep that to yourself or text it to them.
No, literally text it.
Text it to, like, why do you need to write, like,
text it?
You know what, that is like PDA for Instagram.
You paragraph poster.
You paragraph posters. Oh my god.
Okay, my other Front Page News story that I had, everyone's been recently very mad at Kylie Jenner because you can see there's like a log system. You can see when celebrities are using their jets. And she has reportedly been taking a lot of like 4-minute flights to certain places. And here's what I think.
Watch out. Watch out.
It's a controversial opinion that I have.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My opinion is the people that are mad at her about it, I'd love to give them $1 billion and a private jet and see what they did with it. Because I know for a fact, true, if I had $1 billion and I had to get somewhere and it was 2 hours in traffic and a 5-minute private jet flight, I'm taking the goddamn jet. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And so people are like really coming at her. And half the time they were saying, like, half the time those 4-minute flights, nobody's on that plane. It's like a maintenance flight. Like, they have to put it up in the air.
Yeah, they have to
so
move
people
it
don't even really know if it's true or not, but they are coming at her so fucking hard.
My thing is, then they were trying to be like, Chris is worried about Kylie's spending. Maybe they did it on purpose to try to change it from the environmental type of like people being pissed off and just her spending. But I'm like, like, that woke girl has so much income. She's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine. Like, I mean, how many Birkins do you have to buy?
The Hermes cult strikes again.
The Hermes community.
And then people were saying that she was on her bachelorette party because everyone was wearing black and she was wearing white. And the fake Mason Disick Instagram account was posting that she definitely was on her bachelorette party, to the point that Courtney had to post on her story like, this is not my actual son posting these, this is a fake account, I can't believe you guys even believe this stuff. But I kind of believe it.
Look, the Kardashians are geniuses, as saying in the press. And like, for everyone who's like, can we stop talking about them, I'm like, people are still clicking. As long as people click, people are gonna keep talking about it.
I mean, the whole Tristan thing was,
I mean, that man,
like, what? Zero fucks. Zero fucks.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like, I thought it was a joke. With us.
And then him being in Greece with like a new girl, people were so up in arms about it. But I was like, guys, yeah, that's him. He's going to do it. Like, he doesn't care. I would love to know what it's like to have that level of like, not giving a fuck. I strive for it.
But also, like, people need to stop hating on Chloe about it. Like, don't come right? for the girl that her, like, she also has a family with him. But my thing is, like, I feel like if a guy cheats, he always has it in him. It's like,
right, like,
disease.
Like, what is the girl supposed to do, you know? Like,
and it's not her fault. It's not her fault. And everyone be like, Chloe's such a dumbass. I'm like, oh, shut the Chloe's right. doing better than all of you, so calm right. down.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of like actually one of the most fun controversial couples that people don't talk about enough.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Who's the like the hottest football player ever and like
Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker?
Jesse James Decker.
People
and
fucking
Eric Decker.
Hate her. Why? What do they hate her for?
There's like a whole like Reddit community destroying her, but apparently they posted a photo of her son.
Yeah.
Posted right on her dad's Instagram, which like it's kind of hard to post on Instagram. You have to go through a couple steps of him looking like so hot in the background. Then people saw her hair on the edge of it.
Yep.
And they were like, she was there. Like, she knows this happened. It's like for press. And then because people hate her, they're like, she is the worst.
People hate her. But I remember their show. I loved their show.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun. They have their reasons, I guess. But, like, it was pretty funny what celebrities do, though, to get a little attention. But, like,
yeah,
if
like
my guy
make
was
a stupid post.
Yeah. I think Eric Decker is my celebrity crush.
For sure. I would love for you to post a photo. Imagine you just, okay, wait, I have an idea for you. Like, things that are in the media that are controversial from, like, celebrities doing, like, I want you to, like, do it. So, like, I want you to, like, post a selfie of yourself and, like, Dez showering in the background. And then do, like, a full paragraph of, like, how much you love him.
No, like, he'll divorce me. He'll divorce me. He will literally divorce me. I, like, tried to post, like, a two-year anniversary thing, and he was like, babe, we're not that couple. Take it down.
He's like, we're not really married. You know about my other family. Stop.
So I told him about the Derek Jeter documentary.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't care. And I was like, babe, how do you not? I know you're a Mets fan, but, like, Derek Jeter was, like, huge for culture and sports, and he's so and he's my
did you watch
my ex-boyfriend.
It? Right.
Not yet. But I go, is this, like, let's be honest with each other. Is this because he's my ex? Yeah. And he's like, stop. And I'm like, you have
stop.
A whole fucking family and I can't have an ex-boyfriend?
You have a goddamn golden doodle that has an Irish accent bark and you're going to come at me for the best baseball player of all time? I can't wait for you to watch it. I love that, like, you watch documentaries, so, like, and I never do, but I just get, like, the cliff notes. Because there was a line that he was like, if I was playing baseball now, I would have been canceled in 3 years if there were phones like they are now, which is crazy to think about.
To wrap this up, we have one dope documentary.
Yes.
I watched Victoria's Secret.
What's the, like, the conclusion? Yeah,
The conclusion is this. We talked about it a little last time, but Les Wexner was deeply intertwined with Jeffrey Epstein. They try to make it like they were in a, like, relationship, but I don't know.
What?
They weren't sure, but they were like, maybe Les was gay. I don't know. But Les was just super about the male gaze and being women being aspirational. He didn't change with the times.
Yeah.
And then they had a lot of just sexual harassment shit. Like, the women in the boardroom were literally like, women want comfort. Can we get some comfort options? Some, like, spandex? And he's like, no. And then the model started, like, speaking out against it. And basically the Fenty show kind of put them out of business. Like, once Rihanna did her sick Fenty show and all the models were like, this is the greatest thing. And it was, like, so fucking diverse.
Yep.
Of all
body types.
In every way. And it crushed, and it was, the makeup was so cool, and the vibes, and the music, and everything. And then people were just like, Victoria's Secret, you're done.
You're done.
You're done.
It is actually crazy to think, like, now, as, like, women in our 30s, to think that, like, I would stay up till 10 p.m. when the Victoria's Secret show was on, and my mom would let me stay up because I would loved it so much, and I would go and I would watch it, and I would go in my room, like, later that night and be like, I want to be like that, and think about, like, and I was a tiny ass fucking girl, like, mm-hmm. and think about, like, okay, could I walk in heels, and, like, are my mm-hmm. legs long enough, like, that you don't mm-hmm. notice, but, like, those little things, even though it was once a year, like, they get in your fucking brain.
And they, like, wouldn't eat for 3 months to prepare for that one moment. It was epic when, like, Bella Hadid walked by the Weeknd that one time. He was, like, singing, and she was his ex, and she was like, and that was epic. But besides that, there were really no empowering moments.
I remember girls would, like, print out pictures of Victoria's Secret models and, like, put them up in, like, their locker, like, 2 weeks before prom. To be, like, to remind yourself to, like, not eat. Isn't that crazy?
Do you remember, though, and I posted a TikTok about this, everyone had the push-up bra.
Yeah, I still
that was
have it.
So,
I
it was
still
so,
have it.
It was so thick.
I still wear it.
You could shoot me with a gun.
It's called the Miraculous Bombshell.
Dude, if you, like, bumped into me, you would, like, get hit. It was like a football uniform. It was so thick. And I had no boobs till I was 18, and I was wearing that shit. It was wild.
I know. It's so funny that, like, I used to wear that every single day of my life, and now I go braless. Like, if someone says put a bra on, I'm like, what?
I recently saw a girl. She probably was, like, in her, like, teens, and she was wearing, like, a bra and stuff. And I was like, oh, one day you're going to be rid of the jail. But I do have a an admission. You know, I've never actually worn lingerie.
Really?
Yeah, like I've...
For anyone?
I've bought it. I've thought about it. I've had it. It's never actually...
Well, here's the thing, because it's a weird thing. Like, you're supposed to wear it under your clothes and then, like...
I am with comfort. Yeah. If it's a little scratchy, I'm not wearing
it. No. And, like, usually you're, like, in a crop top. I'm like, how am I going to wear this, like, full, like, one piece?
How am I going to go from the most comfortable granny panties to fucking lace fucking floss up my asshole?
I can't.
So I never did it. And, like, Haley's getting married and... For her bachelorette party, we're getting lingerie stuff for her. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God, there's a whole world of lingerie that I've never even thought of.
Yeah, it's a whole world. Yeah.
Haley's bachelorette's in Charleston.
I know. I'm so jealous.
I know. I'm going from Montreal to Charleston. I'm going to be there for like 24 hours. So I'm a Charleston girly now.
Yeah, you are. You're really like, you're posting on Amazon. You're going to Charleston. You won't even need me soon.
Oh my God. Well, I do have to say, we're going to Vegas. Life is Beautiful Festival. We're going to be there. And I think we have like literally a handful of tickets left in not DC, that's sold out, in New York and Massachusetts.
Fuck Boston. Yeah.
So thank you guys for giggling with us. We love you so much.
See ya.
Bye.